This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Well, good morning and welcome back. I'm Jim Stanley in for Tim Wildman or Ed Vitagliano, as I mentioned earlier. And then whichever one I'm not in for, Kendra's in. Kendra Knox joins us today. And then, of course, our own Mount Rushmore on the front of the Learning University t-shirt are just... I can't even think of the words.
You can say icon.
Icon. Thank you, Jay. That's great.
You can use it.
JJ Jasper.
Hey, you guys are doing well. And our listeners, since we have two substitute teachers, our listeners have been extra kind. Because you know how students do whenever there's a substitute teacher.
Right.
So they get pretty unruly.
They pull out the pranks.
Right.
And, you know.
But our students are just amazing.
All right, let's reset our questions, folks, for this last half hour. Or I guess actually 25 minutes or so. Kendra, what you got left?
Well, we have some astute students, so I'm going to have to add some more questions here. They've been answering them. So let's add, who are the only two remaining Gilligan's Island cast that are still alive currently?
Wow.
Oh, that's sad.
I know. It's kind of sad for a Friday, but who's still alive? Next question. There are four states in the United States that are not referred to as states, but commonwealths.
Oh, okay.
Good.
What four states
I know a couple of those.
They?
I know a couple.
Yeah. Commonwealth of Mississippi.
So that's you. You have
those
just
are my two.
Okay. I've got this one. She appeared on the face of the U.S. dollar coins minted in 1979 to 1981 and again in 1999. Name her. Which lady is on the U.S. dollar coin? Then I'll add one. What city was Wild Bill Hickok killed in? What city was Wild Bill Hickok killed in? And give you a little bit of, because he was playing cards in the hand he was holding, after his death, they started calling that the dead man's hand.
That's right. Sure did.
A little Wild West history there.
Good
Is that
question.
It for you?
Yes, sir.
Those are good. All right. Now, a moment ago, someone answered Kendra's question about the parrots mm-hmm. and what the group of them was called, and it was pandemonium.
Correct.
And you said that made a lot of sense.
It did.
All right, so I'm going to throw out a hint. Obstinacy is the collective group of what animal? And when you hear the answer, it's also going to make a lot
Let's
of sense.
Let's just define obstinate. What does it mean to be obstinate?
Right.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good
that's
help.
Oh, that's good.
All right, what's the largest note ever printed by the Bureau of Engraving and Printing? And as a little bonus on that, whose picture was on it? And then also, which pitcher did not have a right hand? Which major league pitcher? Was it Jim Colburn, Stubby Clapp, Jim Abbott, or Guy Hecker? So there you go.
That's quite a feat right there.
That
you
is.
You
That's
talk
very
about some
impressive.
Parents saying, don't you let this disability
wow.
stop
That's
you.
Right.
You can be anything you want to be. He memorized that speech.
That's right.
I remember watching him play, and it was very cool to see. He was an excellent, you know, and when you think about it, he really was excellent at his position in defense as well. So
wow.
not only was he a great pitcher, he also was able to defend the mound. So
wow.
there you go. Jason calling from Texas. Welcome to Trivia Friday. Hello, Jason.
Hello.
Hey.
Yes, how you doing?
Howdy.
Hey, I want to do both.
Which right. one you want to answer?
The baseball pitcher.
All right. Hey, man, there you go. Great. Let's hear it. What major
that
league?
Was...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. Go ahead. Give me the answer.
That was Jim Abbott.
That was Jim Abbott.
Great job.
Nice
Jason.
Job. Nice job.
Well done. And he did play a good game. I mean, he seemed like such a nice guy. Obviously, I never got to meet him, but he, you know, when you were talking about his parents encouraging him to come overcome anything, you know, that was really cool.
He must have heard that growing up.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So.
I played baseball since I could walk. So, and I was living in California, so I did get to see him play.
Nice.
Wow, wonderful.
He was tremendous.
All right. Did you have a question for us?
I do, baseball related. Who is the only pitcher to throw a perfect game in the World Series?
Oh, gosh, that's a great question.
Now, that wasn't going to be Nolan, was it?
I don't think it was Ryan Nolan. But, you know, it couldn't have been Dizzy Dean because... He had too many errors for it to be him through wild pitches and passed balls. So,
yeah, he did.
Man, Jason, that's a great question. Kendra?
I can't help you at it. One lick.
It was in 1956.
And who
won? Brooklyn Dodgers against the New York Yankees.
And who was the pitcher?
Larsen. L-A-R-S-E-N.
Very good.
Wow. All right. That's great.
I think his first name was Gary.
That's
the
super.
Only reason I know that is my grandfather was at the game, and I actually have the scorecard, the official scorecard from that game.
Nice.
Wow, that well is done. Nice sports memorabilia. Hey, Jason, I know we're a long way off from the College World Series. Here's who the winner is. I'm going to make the prediction, and you can remember us having this conversation. Mississippi State baseball. That's who's going to win the College World Series. I know it's a little early. Say again.
I said they're playing good.
Yeah, they are. All right, buddy. Thanks. Hey,
you know, far be it for me to belittle one of my favorite people's school and the school that they choose to represent and the school that they are sending their children to and all of that, but really?
They got real close last year.
All right.
And they came from behind. Their coach got fired. They had all kinds of obstacles. They overcame all the obstacles and came within a whisker of winning the whole shooting match.
Yeah.
So they got some of those same players and then some. Yeah, keep an eye on Mississippi State baseball.
You know, I want to get down and see the new stadium, or the refurbished stadium, I suppose.
They say it's the Taj Mahal of college baseball stadiums.
Nice.
They're saying it's the best in the nation, so that's a big deal.
Wow.
All right, Tommy calling from Texas. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Yes.
Hi,
can
Tommy.
You hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, good, good. I can hear you, too.
Do you want to ask, answer, or do both, dear?
Do both.
Which one you want to answer?
Okay, the one on the coins.
Yes, ma'am. Here's the question. She appeared on the face of the U.S. dollar coins, minted in 79 to 81 and again in 1999. Name her.
Susan B. Anthony.
That's right.
Good job.
Nicely done. Nicely done, Tommy.
Good.
What's your question?
Okay, now I want to ask this one. What was the first baby named in the Bible by God?
That God named the child, not the parents?
No, the child. He named the child.
Right.
Okay, now hold on. We're talking among ourselves. Mm-hmm. Of course, when Zechariah didn't have the faith and lost his mm-hmm. voice, when he said his name's going to be John.
Sure.
But then, is there anything earlier than that? Jesus, his name shall be, whenever
well,
the
John
angel
would be
appeared.
Before Jesus.
Well, that's right. But John was before Jesus.
The angel, now I understand that God sent the angel and everything, but I think the angel's the one that instructed Mary.
But I think that would qualify since it's
God sent.
But surely,
name the, well, but
Old
surely
Testament,
in Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, there's a name in there somewhere.
I'm going to go with Adam.
Well, he though wasn't he a baby.
Was, no, he but was he was the first one.
He was so. First, but he's in, I think the question
think about
said
that.
Baby.
He got to skip.
I know, adolescence.
Know, all of that. So. All right, what you got, Tommy?
Yeah, we're stumped, Tommy.
I have Ishmael.
Genesis Ishmael.
16:11. That he was named when Hagar was carrying the baby.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
We'll go with that.
Good Bible trivia.
Go back and read that.
You learned us something.
Learned us something.
Hey, have a good weekend. Thank you for listening to AFR.
Going to talk to Catherine from Texas. Catherine, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. Do you have a question for us, and do you want to answer a question today?
I have a question for you guys.
Great. Okay, Catherine, what is your question for us?
How old was Noah when he died?
Great question. Well, Catherine, let me ask you a question first. How old are you?
I'm only 10.
You're only 10.
Are you married?
No.
No, 10. Married. Yeah, 10 years old is
a little young.
Too young to be married.
Have you got
I should have known that.
Yeah, have you got any prospects? Never
hey,
mind.
All right, here we're going to try to answer your question. Now, was he 120? It says he preached for 120 years.
How old was Noah when he died?
When he died.
Let's see. Well, it took him at least 100 years to build the ark. I think he was 800. I think he was
I think.
That's way up. Yeah, he worked on the ark for 120 years.
So, 350.
568.
JJ, just...
412.
No.
Okay, no.
How old?
He was 950 years old.
That was going to be my next guess.
I should have gone with my first guess.
That's right. That's right. Hey, thank you, Catherine, for reading the Bible. Thank you for loving Jesus, and you continue to obey your parents. And please tell your family thank you for listening to American Family Radio, okay?
And as a father of daughters, tell your parents to watch out for those dirt clods, okay?
Oh, and yes.
All right, have a great weekend.
Thanks.
That's what I called my oldest daughter when she was first starting to date and, you know, getting keen on boys. When they came by the house, I'd call them a dirt clod.
Oh, dear.
You know, because we're all made from dirt.
It's true. We are. I'll tell you what, our Texas listeners are showing out today, aren't they?
They really are. And Mike calling from Mike calling from Indiana. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Man, we're doing great. Did you want to ask, answer, or both?
I'd like to do both. Well, I'd like to do one and a half.
One and a half. Okay.
I'm scared of which one's going to be the half.
Which one do you want to answer, Mike?
I'd like the answer the largest bill that's been printed.
Okay, sir. According to the Bureau of Engraving and Printing, what was the largest note ever printed?
I think it was a $100,000 bill.
It was.
That just passed the Federal Reserve.
That's exactly right.
Wow.
$100,000.
$100,000 bill. And as he said, it was used to as kind of a banknote to go from one Federal Reserve to another. And so they were never put out for the, I mean, it's not like I couldn't tell you what the clock on the back of the $100,000 bill is. Hey, so Mike, do you know whose picture's on the front of it?
I looked it up. It's Woodrow Wilson.
It is Woodrow Wilson. Wow. You're absolutely right.
Really? That's good information.
I just want to take it to McDonald's and ask them for change.
Right.
Just to see what reaction we'd get.
Look, you can't take a $2 bill to some of these places because they get so confused. I'm not taking that Monopoly money. No, it really is a $2 bill.
That's right.
Let alone the dollar coin that you had them on.
Yeah, Susan B. Anthony will really throw them.
Mike, and speaking of Susan B. Anthony, she is one of the most prolific pro-life people that have been, you know, that have been honored like that.
That's amazing.
Because generally when you get into the pro-life movement, you don't wind up being recognized except as an enemy. So Susan B. Anthony has done a really great work. And, of course, they're one of our partner ministries that we talk about here on AFR. Mike, what was your question for us?
Well, it's not a question. It's kind of an update. I happen to have $200 bills. I didn't have a $100,000 bill, but I had $200 bills. And one of them is a 2006 series. And the time on the back on the Independence Hall is 10 after 4.
Okay.
The other one is a 2009 series, and they've updated the front and cut out a bunch of trees on Independence Hall, but it is 10:30.
All right.
Mike, give him some extra credit.
That's excellent. That's what I'm saying.
Give him some extra credit for that research.
Good. All right, buddy.
So, hey, Mike, do you see us on Facebook by chance?
I did not have that.
I was going to say, if you look on Facebook right now, I'm going to send you an official AFA travel mug. You know, it's a Dixie cup. Don't get too excited.
Yeah, He's just holding up a Dixie cup.
Yeah, it's just a paper cup.
But cheers to you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Hey, Mike, thanks for calling
today.
God bless. All right, we're going to try and talk to Heaven. That'd be interesting. Heaven from Mississippi. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Heaven, do you want to ask, answer, or do both today?
I'm going to ask a question.
Wonderful. What is your question for us?
So before Nick Jr. was called Nick Jr., it was called Noggin. What were the two characters, the two animals on there?
There you go, Kendra.
I asked for it.
And we're both looking at you.
Okay, before Nick Jr. was called, say it one more time for me, Heaven.
Before Nick Jr. was called Nick Jr., it was called Noggin. And what were the two animal characters on there?
Ooh, good question. I remember Nick Jr. I think you stumped me, though.
All right. JJ?
No, I've
got nothing. You know, my kids grew up on the purple...
Barney.
Barney, uh-huh. Yeah, there you
remember
go.
Remember Nickelodeon? Is Nick Jr. new now? Is that after Nickelodeon?
No, it's after Noggin. I think it might be, but I'm not entirely for sure.
Okay.
All right, what's the two animals?
It's a yellow moose and a blue owl.
Okay.
Wow, well done.
Thanks for diversifying our age pool of the shows there.
That's right.
We appreciate that.
Have a great weekend. Thank you.
God bless.
You have not because you ask not, huh?
That's
That's good.
And then you asked a ride.
Exactly. So,
hey, Sandra calling from Texas. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello. I'd like to ask a question.
Okay. What question would you like to ask?
Who were Betsy Ross's three husbands?
Who was Betsy Ross's three husbands?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Now she's Stars
and Stripes.
She sewed the flag, right?
Uh-huh.
Betsy Ross.
Stars and Stripes.
Was she married to her work?
That's right.
Married to her country, married to her sewing and her married to her.
I got nothing. Sandra, who were her three husbands?
John Ross, Joseph Ashburn, and John Claypool.
Ooh, good question.
All right.
Did you study her in school recently?
Yep, I had to do a speech on her.
Oh, good.
Oh, well, sounds like you learned a lot.
What kind of grade did you get?
I don't know yet.
Okay, good. Well, thank you, Sandra. Please tell your family thank you for listening to AFR, and you have a wonderful weekend.
And keep learning. That's really good.
That's good stuff.
All right, so we're going to talk to Miss Ruth calling from Mississippi. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, my AFR family. I love y'all the pieces. It's Miss Ruth. Hey there.
How are you, Ruth? You want to ask?
Hey, I'm good. I'm glad you're back safe from your trip, JJ.
Thank you. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, just a tip about the clock. I Googled that, and it is 4:10. So I don't know, but the gentleman said that he saw 10:30.
Well, he was talking, Miss Ruth, about the different
years.
Models, I guess.
Right.
If it were a truck or a car, we'd call it a motto. But he had two different bills from two different times,
uh-huh.
And one was 4:10, and then the other one agreed with what we saw this morning. On one that I happen to have, only because it's payday and it's going from my pocket to someone else. But it had 10:30 because I wanted to know, and so I went and looked it up. But no, that one is accurate.
Well,
both are accurate.
4:10 was the first when I Googled it.
Yes, ma'am.
But anyway, that's cool. I didn't know that. I was hoping it'd be 7.
And here's the deal, Ruth. That 4:10, that one they done for the hunters.
That's right.
They had people that was interested in the Second Amendment and firearms. They made that 4:10 with them in mind.
And they needed several of those $100 bills to get a good 4:10. So.
Hey, which question you want to answer, Ruth? We're short on time.
Mine got answered about the iris, but I was going to say square. What's the square part of the eye? I looked that up, but anyway.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
The square part?
Did you have an answer? Did you have a question for us?
Well, actually, I do. I had two, and I picked this one. Who are the most adorable two children that ought to get Children of the Year and years to come?
Who are the... I'm going to guess Walker's new babies.
There
when they
you
get
go.
Old.
The twins. Walker's twins.
No, but they're twins. They're twins.
I don't have an answer.
JJ's. I saw that picture of Bodie and Aswani. I just laughed.
Bodie and Tegan, and our,
I say Bodie
our twins.
And Tegan's got to be in there, too, because they're twins.
Oh, they you're so precious. Sweet. Thank you, Miss Ruth. Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for listening to AFR.
Well, folks, we have. I don't think that we have time for another call.
No, we'll just have to give our...
Give our answers away.
Kendra, right. What you got?
I'm sorry, Kendra, what you got left?
Okay, well, I have Ginger and Mary Ann are still alive from the Gilligan's Island cast, and the four states that are actually referred to
as... Can we try to guess?
Yeah, look, go ahead. Let's see what you guys think.
Kentucky. Virginia.
Correct.
Oh, my goodness. Delaware?
No, but they are
Virginia?
In that area.
West Virginia.
No, but he did Virginia.
Virginia, Kentucky.
Massachusetts?
Yes.
I probably...
The Commonwealth?
The Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Uh-huh.
And I'm out.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania. Yeah. Great
See,
job.
That, we needed Dan Celia for that question right there. So.
Right.
Jay, what you got left?
Oh, here's what I've just have the one. What city was Wild Bill Hickok killed in?
Dodge City.
Deadwood.
Oh.
Deadwood. Yeah.
And I've got the other part, though. Aces and Eights became known as the Dead Man's
Hand. Dead Man's Hand.
Ah.
And I think he was sitting with his back to the door, and so poker players and gamblers, they won't sit with their back to the door.
Right.
And it goes all the way back to Wild Bill Hickok.
And I was going to say,
true story.
It is. And I was going to say the legend behind that is that's the first time he had sat with his back to the door.
Wow.
You know, because he had been town marshal and had been a U.S. marshal and different things. And he had a lot of enemies. You know, you think of police
right.
nowadays and the trauma that they face all the time and the danger they face, and we're grateful for them. But legend has that was the first time he sat with his back to the door.
In that room, the clock was 4:10
was
or 10:30 when that tragedy happened.
And did the shooter use a 4:10? Yeah. And guys, by the way, let me give my answers real quick. Obstinacy, whatever you pronounce the word, obstinacy is the collective group of what animal?
Ooh, what's the most?
Mules?
Donkeys. Yeah. Mules.
Nope.
What?
Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Okay.
Buffalo.
Buffalo's
just, you know, when you have them, they don't move. You in the Old West, that's one of the reasons they put what they called the cattle gates on the front of the trains is because they would slowly move through there and nudge the buffalo off of the tracks.
Wow. So,
I know when they're together, it seldom is heard a discouraging word.
That's what I've heard.
I know that for sure.
And the skies are not cloudy all day. And I think that's the only one I had left, guys. I know that with Trivia Friday that we want to have a lot of fun, and we do, and we relax and do different things. But, you know, we want to take just a moment and end on a serious note, and I'm going to ask that Kendra and JJ pray for the folks in New Zealand and what they're walking through.
With the terrible tragedy.
Yeah, I mean, last count I had was 49 dead.
Wow.
And then another 40 or so in critical condition in the hospitals and numerous other injuries. So just real quick, if you'd pray for us,
sure.
I'd appreciate it.
Father God, we know that you are close to the brokenhearted. And Lord, in the midst of this tragedy, I just ask that you would bring peace and comfort. Lord, I ask for the church, the true Church of God in New Zealand, to step up and comfort those that are hurting right now, to be able to speak love and hope. And we give them to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Kendra.
Well, folks, thanks for being with us today on Trivia Friday. JJ Jasper is out and about coming up soon, and you can find out his schedule at jjjasper.com. Kendra, she's going to go home and be with her new husband. Has the new worn off yet?
No, sir.
All right.
Oh, that's great.
Y'all have a great weekend, folks. Thanks for listening. Stick around. More to come here on American Family Radio.